Hey, Faith Lutheran Church, this is Pastor Terrell. I'm here for episode 4 of Sunday on Monday, a reflection of our discussion and readings, questions that happened yesterday while we were together, gathered around God's Word and His gifts. I want to talk more today about the sermon yesterday and the scripture readings that we were given. I spoke mostly about Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16, where Isaiah writes, "You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, 'He did not understand, he did not make me,' or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding.'" I talked about one example that I see today where our desire for freedom and for comfort, for pleasure and entertainment, is turned upside down, really. That we become, in a way, the greatest tyrant in our lives. We seek and demand these things, this freedom from the hard things of this life. You know, we want to do whatever it takes to stay safe and healthy and happy and have pleasure and good things. And God forbid we have to do a little more work or suffer a little more than usual, you know? And we are willing even to oppress other people so that we might not have to suffer or experience discomfort or some part of our happiness and picture of the ideal life might be diminished in some way. That is inside of us, that rebellion, that desire to flip the things of God, His will, His way, His law, upside down and say, "No, I don't think that's what He meant," or "No, that's not relevant anymore in our time," "He doesn't really understand what I'm going through," or "He's not really participating in this world anymore. He just kind of created it and He's letting us go and we have to just do what our hearts tell us to do." Or even more than that, as a little tyrant ourselves, we rebel against authority, against all kinds of authority, against our parents, against God Himself. And in doing so, what Isaiah says, we who are the clay, the thing that was made, tell the one who made us, the potter, that he doesn't understand or that he is not the one who made us. And nowhere is this more clear, I think, in our readings on Sunday would be the epistle reading in that very first verse that Paul writes, "Wives, submit to your husbands." How do you receive that verse, that word from God to us? And we don't like the word wives anymore. We don't like the word husbands. In fact, we're really not supposed to say that. And no way is anybody going to talk about someone submitting to someone else. That's just unacceptable today, right? Well, why? Because we've turned things upside down. We don't want anything in our lives that might require us to do something outside of what we think is our freedoms, what we are entitled to. We want to make whatever choice we want to make. We want to do whatever we want to do. We want to say whatever we want to say. We want to be free to hate those people and to love these people and to have whatever, you know. I want to be entertained. I want to have a happy life. I don't want to suffer in any way. And the word submit is against all of that. Indeed, God is asking us in His Word. He's telling us, commanding us to submit to Him, to put ourselves under. That's what the word submit means as Paul's writing it there. To place ourselves under God Himself, to live and to walk according to His will and His ways that are true and bring life and peace, forgiveness, and salvation. And He's telling wives to put themselves under their husbands, and He's telling husbands to sacrifice themselves as Christ did for the church, for their wives and their families. Now, we don't want to do any of that. Wives don't want to submit. Husbands don't want to sacrifice. This is ridiculous in today's day and age. But that's what God is asking us to do, or maybe I should say telling us to do. This is the way to live. We live in submission to the Savior, to the Lord and King. We have a King who rules and reigns all things, and we are to place ourselves under him, under his rule, and follow and trust in him with everything. And he will, as our Lord, our King, our Savior, provide for us everything that we need, both body and soul. So we live. We do not covet. We do not steal. We do not murder. We do not commit adultery. We do not live a promiscuous life. We do not chase after every desire of our flesh. We tell ourselves no sometimes. Wives trust their husbands to care for them, and husbands indeed care for their wives, even to the point of laying down their own desires in their own lives. Now, I'm no fool, at least not some of the time. All right, I know how difficult this is. In fact, my heart and yours is completely corrupted by sin and so quickly influenced by the devil and the world. I like shiny things. I like comfort. I do not like to suffer. I do not like pain. So what do? Well, we turn to the cross and to Jesus. He is the one who has suffered. He is the one who has sacrificed himself. The Lord himself, the King, has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. He submitted. He sacrificed. He bore the pain so that we could have life. And so we don't put ourselves under the King necessarily only because we fear him and his wrath. We submit to the Lord because of his great love for us. We can see it, the love of God in Jesus. We can know how much we are loved, that we are his, and he calls us his. And like a loving father, we look to him for wisdom, advice, forgiveness, mercy, nourishment, love, security, protection. And we, like his children, put ourselves under his care. You see, we only turn things upside down when we, his children, think we are in charge. And we need to walk this life in faith and trust. You are not walking faithfully when you do things outside of faith, Paul says. When you do things according to your own reason, following the desires of your flesh, letting your heart lead you, letting your emotions corrupt you. Now, we need to look at our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, and follow, because his ways are good and perfect and revive the soul and make wise and guide our way. So this week, just kind of evaluate those places in your life where you are rebelling against the will of God and repent in those moments. In other words, ask for forgiveness and look to God's word and see what he's saying there. What is he saying to you in those moments of your rebellion, whatever it might be? If you're a wife, if you're a husband, if you are an employee, if you are a citizen, what is going on in your heart, and where do you need the cross? Where do you need the refiner's fire? May God bless and keep you this week as you seek to follow our Lord with all that you have, your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.